Salt with your host, Rocco Giuliano.
Hi there, listeners. Welcome to Verbal Assault. I'm Rocco Giuliano. Well, I've got a surprise for you people. Now, I know you don't like surprises, and I don't blame you one bit. I mean, when you're a kid, you think of surprises in terms of a surprise birthday party or some kind of special treat. You know, Grampy has a surprise for you, and you're jumping up and down going, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And you get all you can do to hold your water, because Grampy's going to give you a surprise. And you know it's going to be something nice. I mean, you know Grampy's not going to, you know, whip his hand out from behind his back and shove a dead rat in your face, right? Then again, maybe he would. I mean, for all I know, your whole family was completely psychotic, and maybe your entire childhood consisted of one devastating trauma after another. But that's none of my business. That's your problem, and I'm not particularly interested in your problems. Where was I? Right, surprises. Anyway, you know, Grampy probably had for you what was a big bag of Tootsie Rolls or lollipops. So you were sort of sucked into the idea that a surprise was something good. You know, then when you got older, things seemed to change. You know, you still got plenty of surprises, but most of the time they weren't nice surprises at all. They were scary and disturbing, and that's when you started to grow up. You see, there comes a time in everybody's life when the dead rats start to outnumber the Tootsie Rolls and lollipops. And this kind of sets a pattern for your future. Rejection, injustice, frustration, disappointments. You know, just think about your own life. You know, things haven't worked out exactly like you expected they would, have they? You know, because just when everything seemed to be going good, something unexpected happened. Surprise. You see what I mean? It's no wonder you don't like surprises. Hell, as long as life is full of surprises, you can't be sure of anything. You know, so about all you can do is sort of hang on tight to whatever temporary peace of mind you can con yourself into and cling to the completely irrational and groundless hope that maybe today won't bring about some major unexpected change for the worse. And this process of self-delusion is the only thing that keeps you from going right off your rocker. You know, the basis of optimism is sheer terror, right? Anyway, as I was saying, I've got a surprise for you people. And if you're a lifelong fan of Verbal Assault, you're not going to like it. Now, as you know, for the past 16 years, we've been broadcasting Verbal Assault every week without fail for 10 minutes for a grand total of 40 minutes a month. You see? Now, the surprise is, from now on, it's going to be 5 minutes a week for a less than grand total of 20 minutes a month. Get the idea? In other words, you're going to be deprived of 20 minutes worth of Verbal Assault per four-week period. See? It's sort of like when candy bars got smaller and soda pop started coming in 10-ounce bottles instead of the old familiar 12-ounce jobs. Or when the local neighborhood movie theater stopped showing double features. You see? And there was nothing you could do about it. Somebody somewhere decided that from now on you were going to get less for your money, and that was all there was to it. And what are you going to do? You need candy bars and soda pop and movies. And you sure as hell need Verbal Assault. Now, I know this is kind of rough on you, but it works out just fine for me. See, I get to do 50% less work. And all the money we save on operating costs goes directly into my salary. See, I've been trying to pull this off for years, but my attorneys told me it was hopeless because of all the allegedly ironclad contractual obligations Verbal Assault has with its affiliates all over the world. See, then one day, 3 or 4 months back, I was sort of brooding and chain-smoking cigarettes, watching The Day of the Triffids on one of those all-night cable channels. You ever see The Day of the Triffids? It's all about, you know, man-eating plants from outer space or something. Anyway, you know, and I was thinking about how much I hate plants. Loathsome, untidy, inhuman little clumps of vegetal weirdness that use up valuable oxygen and provide cover for snipers. And I started musing about the insane preoccupation certain maladjusted people have with houseplants and gardening. And all of a sudden, in a blinding flash of inspiration, it came to me that none of our contracts said anything at all about the content of Verbal Assault. See, if I wanted to, I could threaten to turn it into a gardening program. You know, Verbal Assault presents Growing Your Own, the program of personal gardening, with your host, Rocco Giuliano. right? So the next day I called Joe, our producer, and asked him what would happen if we turned Verbal Assault into a gardening show. And he ran a query through the computer, and the computer said we'd lose a minimum of 73% of our listeners in every single market in the world, except a few drought-plagued areas in West Africa. So I immediately sent out a memo to all our subscribers, like all over the world, except West Africa, and gave them a choice between our new gardening format and our new five-minute format. And that settled that. Now, am I a genius or what? Now, I know it's unethical, but it is perfectly legal, and there's nothing anybody can do about it, least of all you. You know, so that's your surprise for the day. Of course, the day's not over yet, is it? Anyway, you've been listening to the new 10-ounce Verbal Assault. On behalf of Joe Tyburski and the entire Verbal Assault team, this is Rocco Giuliano. See you next week. Well, I bet they're really sad. Thank you.